But in desperate times like these, Britons do not just stand still and freeze. Each one lends a willing hand for the defense of his beloved land. And such a one was the beacon lighter, who stood by his pile of wood and gave instructions as quickly as he could.
Light thing. Now take the match and...
Still the one British ship fought the Spaniards alone, though the shot crashed around them, causing many a moan. And as a large cannonball missed Seagoon by inches, he turned to his chief and said,
"Fetch my other britches!"
Oh, yes, curses. These Spaniards are overpowering us.
I know, sir. It's all that garlic they eat.
Never mind. I'll teach them a lesson. Two and two are four, you Spanish devils. An island is a piece of land entirely surrounded by water, you rotten bullfighting scoundrels.
Oh, well done, Admiral Bloodnock. You'll go down in history.
I did. I went down in geometry and physics as well. But I'm not afraid of them. I've already singed the King of Spain's beard.
You have?
Yes. I was a lather boy in a Madrid barber shop, you know.
You worked in Spain? I say, did you pick up the Spanish lingo?
No, but I got a nasty dose of the German measles.
No, I say. Look, sir.
Oh!
Not yet, you fool.
Oh, sorry.
I say, sir, look. There's the Spanish flagship.
Yes, flying the flag of a Spanish sea dog by the name of Admiral Ian de Vinda.
It is? Sir, did you know that Ian de Vinda is secretly a notorious German traitor by the name of Howard March?
You mean...
Yes, Howard March is that dog Ian de Vinda.
The man with the waggly tail.
Oh, extraordinary. Well, scuttle me galley cooks. Half me rigging shot away. And the ship's not much better either. Isn't there any sign of relief force yet?
I'll ask the lookout. Look out!
Why, what's coming?
Look out! Can you see ahead?
I can see yours.
No, no, what can you see in front of us?
Oh, in front of us? Oh, the difficult ones first, eh? Oh, wow, where's my telescope? Oh, wrong end. No, wow. What can I see in... Wow, yes, I can see...
What?
Water.
Soons. And what's on the starboard side?
Water.
And on the port side?
Water.
And what's behind us?
All together, folks. Water!
Good grief! Gentlemen!
What is it? What's the matter?
We're at sea!
Great Scott! This has upset my plans!
Here!
What is it, lookout?
They're firing at a crow's nest!
Are you in it?
I'm right in it, mate.
Well, come down here!
Okay.
Why didn't you climb down the rigging?
It's not for me to reason why. It's for me to do and, what's the word?
No, Seaman Eccles.
Yeah?
You mean, tis not for me to reason why. Tis for me to do and... No!
Well, he didn't say it, but he done it pretty good.
The Spanish marksmen have shot their own spy. We must return their fire.
Oh, can't we keep it for another week? It's getting chilly at night.
Now stop that, Eccles,
stop
at
that
once.
Eccles.
Stop it. Load the cannon.
Light cannon loaded.
Take aim.
Take aim.
Fire!
Oh, them Spaniards. That's a dirty trick.
What?
They're using rubber boats.
Ha This Spanish admiral doesn't frighten me. I'll make things hot for him. Eccles, put his dinner in the oven. Okay.
Wait, wait! Admiral Budnock, look! But the English fleet's arrived! We're rescued!
Hooray!
Hooray!
Oh! And so victory came to England and Budnock's gallant men. The Spaniards fled towards Biscay Bay and peace returned again.
Last chance, folks.
Then the tumult and the shouting died and silence did on Britain lie. And every voice was quiet and still, save one which was heard to cry. Light the beacon!